Your aunt's was a school teacher, wasn't she, mm-hmm, Emma? Mm-hmm. And she taught
her. Sheila.
Coin of Fairn.
Coin of Fairn, yes.
Whereabouts at Coin of Fairn was it? Was it the old lodge?
Aye.
Uh-huh. And that would be.
I was speaking to Sandy Ray about that, because there's a photograph along in the pub there of a school, you know. There's a strange lintel above the main door, you know.
Uh-huh.
An odd shaped lintel. Aye, but it didn't say where it was. You know, just a picture of a school teacher and a group of kiddies, maybe. But
it could have been Delarissey, though. Was that Delarissey School?
No, it wasn't, no, because it's this feature above the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I borrowed it from the pub. I took it down to the aunt was still alive, you know, uh-huh, but she couldn't say, you know.
Really?
Uh-huh. She couldn't identify it. You know, she wasn't a teacher, that was before her time.
Mm-hmm.
I stunned the day, but he remembered when they demolished it, or the derelict building, you know, and they stuck it in the river away further up near the new lodge.
Did they? Uh-huh.
You know, for foundations for some other bridge.
With all your aunts and uncles now, are there any still alive?
No, Norman died in Perth in September. It is. Widows only.
Aye.
Yeah, he was the last of my father's generation.
Mm-hmm.
He made it to 90 as well, didn't he?
He did. Uh-huh.
And he's the one that wasn't fit for the war, eh?
Yes.
Failed his medical for the Blinking War, eh? Mm-hmm. Lived far longer than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. One of your aunts lived a good age, didn't she? Mm-hmm. She died recently, didn't she?
Sheila.
Yes.
She was about 96. And my other aunt, of course, died a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly exactly a year ago. Margaret. She was 90 as well.